there is, Congressman, a tie between some of the divisive rhetoric we hear through media and the actions of this one individual, or can they not be, in your judgment, directly tied together?
Can it not be what?
Directly tied together.
It's too early. It's too... One thing is abundantly clear. The rhetoric doesn't help. It creates an atmosphere that we don't know what triggers off people. We don't know whether this rhetoric from the left or the right would trigger off somebody that's mentally imbalanced. The truth of the matter is, though, that people use a lot of excuses, and you can't put validity to that excuse. But standing alone, without tragic events, without assassinations and shooting, the question has to be, is this type of rhetoric beneficial to our nation at a time that we're going through an economic crisis and at a time that the world is unsafe? And I think the president was right in suggesting that we expand the area of discussion that we're talking about. But when people have the type of hatred they have for President Obama, when people publicly say, the Republicans, that it's a one-term president and their job is to make certain it stays that way, when that is their goal, you can't compare this to how Democrats felt against Bush. And anyone that just doesn't want to talk about races is really not facing up to the issue. He got elected because of young people and the turnout of African Americans and Hispanics, the likes of which this republic has never seen. And some people, and it doesn't take majorities, have awakened to the fact that they don't know how to respond to this type of president, and the hatred and the venom in which they have expressed, especially during the discussion of the health care bill, which they would be the beneficiaries, I might add. That hatred is the same type of voices and faces and posters and signs that I saw when I marched from Selma to Montgomery in the 60s. And so I just hope and pray that someone on the right might say that if they cannot lower the rhetoric for moral reasons, then for political reasons, they ought to believe that there could be a backlash here that could cause them the same type of problems that Gingrich had when he closed the government. And because right now, the crisis is in how we respond to the death and the assassination. Right now is the tone of the Congress. That's why this week they canceled the health care bill.
Yeah, they were going to vote on repeal, right?
Yes, they canceled that, and maybe they'll bring it up next week. But they were afraid that the heat of the argument and calling it the kill the job Obamacare bill, and the kill, and the kill the bill, and all of this type of thing, that has been pushed off. The next crisis is going to be soon, and very soon, the Congress is going to be forced to increase what we call the debt ceiling.
Yes.
Now, what is the debt ceiling? It merely says that the executive branch cannot borrow any more money than the Congress allows it to borrow. Right now, there's a cap on it of $14 trillion, 14.3, and we're way over 13.6, which means what? What does all of this mean? It means that if we can't pay the interest on the debt, if we bump $14 trillion, and that we will sometimes in the next month or so, the government collapse. Now, people have heard this threat so many times, because whether or not you vote for the increase in the debt ceiling so that we can move forward. But many of the people that got elected, at least 40 of them associated with the so-called Tea Party, and they said that the government should not have the authority to increase its borrowing limit.